Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.a.book. Visit my website, RecoveryRadioKMP3.com. If you need books, go to SarcasticBigBook.com or just go to Amazon. God's sakes. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are, you and me. I am glad for that. I am grateful I have no desire to drink. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's, mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut, of course. The dark roast, French roast. I don't know if there's ever a difference. I don't know. I do know I'm drinking it out of my fancy mug that's like getting into the Waldorf. You can get this thing open. There's like all these different contraptions to make the airflow and everything else just work perfectly for you as you enjoy your beverage. Anyways, I got to speak at a Zoom meeting a couple days ago, and I love doing that. I'd never been to this meeting before. The format said, you know, treat this just like you would an in-person meeting. Don't do a bunch of other stuff. Don't distract people. Be here with us. And I have to tell you, it was just such a cool vibe. Really did feel like we were all just sitting there talking to each other. And I loved it. I just got done from my run. Still doing that. I run 2 miles in the morning. And just got done doing that, so I'm all fired up for the day. All fired up. Let's take a look at some literature, shall we? I really liked how last episode I read something from More Sarcastic Daily Meditations and then just talked about it and made that the topic of the show. I liked how that worked. I'm going to try that again today. Today is April 30th. And I will read from my personal favorite, More Sarcastic Daily Meditations. The very unpopular More Sarcastic Daily Meditations. I think it's very funny. Today's reading is, "Time isn't valuable, so spend yours without any thought." Time isn't valuable, so spend yours without any thought. The reason I wrote that, suffice to say, I like the inverted reading of the message. To me, it's more powerful often than if it said, "Time's valuable. Time's very precious." We've all heard that many, many, many times. But if you say the opposite of it, the truth of that inverted message really shines. So I remember I made that one. Time isn't valuable, so spend yours with any thought at all about it. I made that entry when I was thinking about, hearing about, I was in these conversations about time and how time is currency. And right now I'm not remembering where I heard this from or read this. So please forgive me if you know where this is coming from and I'm not mentioning it, just send me an email. But you know, time is a currency and it's the most valuable currency that we have. And we don't know how much of it we have left. And we cannot generate any more of it. So time is the most valuable currency we have. We can't make more of it. And we don't know how much we have left. And I remember I was thinking about that and how recklessly I have spent that currency for years in my life. And on the one hand, I can say that. On the other hand, it's all been perfect. I mean, you can only know what you know when you know it, and if you could do better, you would, and all that stuff. I don't regret any of it. It was all necessary. It was all where I was at. But I just, today, these days, I'm very meticulous about how I spend my currency. I'm very careful not to spend it ever, for example, out of a people-pleasing spirit. Because I have come to be convinced in my own life that that is harmful to myself, to my highest self, and to other people, frankly. If somebody doesn't have any boundaries, or if they have bad boundaries, or if they're being codependent or something, that could be very offensive, that hard line. But I don't care. I don't know how much currency I have left. It is the most valuable currency I have. I cannot create any more of it. So today, these days, I'm very careful about how I spend my time, with whom I spend my time. It's a big deal. For a long time, I just thought if you were in front of me, it was God's will that I spend time with you. I just read into everything, and I thought I was really smart about that. I just really read into everything. Everything was a sign from God, man. I paid for that presumption, all sorts of absurd actions and ideas, as it says in the big book. Somebody was like, give me a ride to Silmar, you know, it's 2 hours away. Oh, okay, somebody's waiting for me. It's financially irresponsible, but, you know, you're here. Might as well. You're asking. Be of service. Just dish out that currency. So is that something that you... Is this something you think about? Another thing I don't like to do anymore is spend currency being with people who don't elevate my spirit. You know, you walk away from an interaction. Sometimes you feel really elevated. You feel seen. You feel valuable. You feel like you could be yourself. You feel, you know, you matter. And that you're embraced. Those are the people that I try and spend my time with. Because I spent thousands and thousands of hours with people where I walk away from the interaction and my soul feels suffocated, stepped on, belittled. I don't think any of that puts me in a place where I can be helpful to anyone. I think I'm supposed to be present, all my resources available to me. And maybe this seems obvious, maybe this sounds backwards, I don't know. It took me a long time to sort this out because, like I said, you know, the whole thing is, it's an altruistic movement, Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's about being of service and getting out of self and all that. So at first glance, it seems like this is contradicting that, but I have found that self-care is very selfless. And if I'm honoring my highest self, I'm honoring everyone. My highest self being the distinction, like the me without selfishness. So that's why I made this thing. That's why I wrote this entry. Time isn't valuable, so spend yours without any thought. All right. I want to say hello to Chelsea and to Dave. And to anyone who needs to hear it, I'll say everything is okay. Please send me an email. I love them. They mean a lot. SarcasticBigBook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, sarcastic.a.book. And share this with somebody if it's helping you. I hope it is. Shout out to Texas as well. If you're in Texas and you're listening, hello. More fans in Texas than anywhere else. I just love that. Anyways, I'm going to go. No modeling jokes today. I'm too handsome for that. Too good looking to joke about modeling. If you saw my face right now, you'd be like, you're right. Wow, you were right. Wow. You'd be like, wow, I'm so glad you didn't make any jokes about your physical appearance and your modeling. You would say that if you saw me right now. You'd be thanking me for not making jokes about how gorgeous I am. All right. I do not know. Yeah, I know. I hear it. I'm laughing at myself. I'm in on it. I know. I'll stop. I don't know why my life was saved, but I am going to go. Try to live a life that's worth saving, and I hope you'll do.